This is HPR episode 2904 entitled DIY URL Shortening. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 12 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is: quick tip on how to shorten a URL without a silly SRS.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Klaatu. You're listening to Hack Republic Radio. This episode, I'm going to do a quick little short tip idea that I had. I mean, it's something that you probably could think of yourself, but maybe you haven't. It's something that every time I sort of bring it out and play that card, people think, wow, that's a really great idea. I never thought of that. So I figured it's probably actually worth doing an episode on, because while on one hand I keep thinking, this is super obvious, why am I talking about this? On the other hand, it's clearly something that people enjoy when I bring it up. So what is it? Well, the thing is, we've all seen those URL shorteners, right? They used to be all the rage like 5 years ago, I feel like. I don't see them quite as much now, but they were a big thing for a while, and you'd see them as bit.ly URL shorteners. You'd see them as, I think another one was owl.ly. I think Google probably had one. Like I say, they were kind of all the rage. It seemed like everyone had them for a while. Maybe there's still a thing on Twitter. I don't know, because you've got that character limitation. I don't do Twitter, so I don't know what's going on in Twitter. I opt for the free and open source service Mastodon. You should check it out, mastodon.social, for more information. So anyway, you've got these URL shorteners where you have some long, ugly, horrible link. You want to make it memorable. This could be anything from, I don't know, your host record at Hacker Public Radio, where you can go into the complete episode listing in Hacker Public Radio and then click on the host, and then you get all of the episodes recorded by that host. So that's kind of, for instance, for me, that's sort of a good resume material. I might want to link directly to that if I'm pitching myself to someone as a podcaster. Maybe I would say, hey, go to this link, bit.ly/q5lt0, and you'll see all of my that's stupid, right? That's a horrible URL shortener. I mean, it does work. It's just not very memorable. It doesn't roll off the tongue. And there might be services out there. Maybe it's come to a point now where you go to your URL shortener and they have vanity shortening ability, so you can do bit.ly/Klaatu_HPR. I don't know, but the point being, the default generally are these short URLs that are randomized sort of out of necessity, and you don't necessarily have any control over what they are. And certainly you don't have ownership over the thing providing the shortened URL. So what I do, and what I've done for quite some time now, is I simply make my own. How do you make your own? It's actually a lot easier than you might think. So if you have a hosting plan at all, then you can, like, with a domain name, and of course you can get free domain names at places like freenom.com and probably other places. You can get the .tk or the .ml or the .g Q or QG or whatever domains for $0, and then you can throw them somewhere on a server. It could be your own Raspberry Pi in your living room. It could be a cheap hosting plan provided by any number of perfectly good hosting providers, such as, for instance, anhonesthost.com. You should check them out. And now you have essentially a URL shortening service. How, you may ask? Well, it's a simple command. So first of all, what I do is I go onto my domain, whatever it might be. In this case, I'll use GNUWorldOrder.info as an example. So SSH GNUWorldOrder.info, and then I make a directory called portal. So in the public underscore HTML or the www folder, whatever your hosting provider sort of, whatever convention they provide, you make a directory called portal. Or if you want it really short, it could just be you. for instance, the letter U. And you know from now on that anything GNUworldorder.info/U is the URL shortened version of something, and then slash, and then some keyword. So this is the shortened, this is the vanity shortened URL that you want to use. So for instance, if I am creating a pointer to my host identity on Hacker Public Radio, or the a list of all of my episodes on Hacker Public Radio, then I could do make dir /u/hpr, and that would be it, right? So that's the destination. When I send people, when I want to refer to myself as an HPR host, I'm going to send people to GNUworldorder.info/u/hpr. Now, if I was sending them to my podcast on fantasy lore, then I might send them to GNUworldorder.info/u/fantasy or chronicles, whatever. Lore, maybe. That would be good. L-O-R-E. That would be good. And from there, you simply do a simple HTTP redirect. Now, the way that I do that, once again, I do it with a shell script. I do it over SSH. So, for instance, so the make directory command, by the way, would be ssh space example.com. Again, that would probably be GNUworldorder.info for me. So ssh example.com make dir /u/hpr or lore or whatever shortened URL you are making. So the www/u, that always exists. That's always there, right? The slash something is the vanity URL shortener key that you want to use. Got it? Okay, cool. So now the next command would be an SSH command again, but it would be echoing some HTML code into www/u/hpr/index.html. Such that when you send someone to GNUworldorder.info/u/hpr, by default, the web server opens any available index.html it finds in the directory, which it does, and then it detects in the HTML an HTTP redirect to the whatever address I want to redirect to. What that looks like depends on how you're doing it. Again, I do this with a shell script, so I don't have to worry about all the details, but I'm going to give it to you in the raw format. If you want to create a shell script that does it, then you can do that as well. So it would just be ssh space example.com or whatever your destination is, your host, and then echo space double quote / double quote. So that's two double quotes kind of in a row, but one is escaped. And that's very significant because the first double quote is for our SSH command right now. The second one, the one with an escape, is the one for the command that's being run on the server on example.com. So double quote / double quote, and then some tags. For instance, HTML, that's a tag. So greater than HTML, less than, greater than title, less than, shortened URL, and then close the title, and then open a head tag. So greater than head, less than, and then meta http-equiv equals single quote refresh, close single quote, space content equals single quote zero, semicolon URL equals, and then in this case, http://hackerpublicradio.org/correspondence.php ?HOST ID equals 78, close quote, close single quote, and then close self-close this meta tag, so / greater than, or whatever that is, greater than, whichever one that is, and then close the head tag, and then close the HTML tag. And then again, / double quote to escape that, and then a double quote to close that. Space, / redirect, www/u/hpr/index.html. And that's it. Now you have echoed the HTTP redirect into a destination file in www/u/hpr. hpr/index.html. And so when someone goes to that location, it will automatically detect that there's an index.html, which will automatically detect that there's a redirect, which will take the user to your actual destination URL. It's a really simple trick. It's, like I say, pretty obvious, but it's one of those things that I think a lot of people don't think about until it's done by someone else. You see it done, and then you think, oh my gosh, that's such an obvious way, obviously a better way to quote unquote shorten a URL, because that way you've got some kind of, you've got your brand ownership or whatever. You've got your own domain that maybe you feel some affiliation with, and you've got something more memorable because it's a word instead of a string of random letters and numbers. And you can also control how long it remains, how long it exists. And when you need to redirect it again, you can go in and adjust the HTTP redirect. So there's a lot of ownership there that you don't get otherwise. So that's my quick tip. Like I say, it's pretty simple. You can do it a variety of ways. I mean, I just do it with a script after having done it with raw SSH for way too long. I finally realized it was dumb, and I just do it with a script now because I kept doing the escapes wrong. But you could write something in, I don't know, any number of languages to make it a mere command away, and it would be fast and easy and a lot simpler probably than using one of those weird URL shortening services. So I hope that helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.